You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report released last week by WorkSafe has suggested that truck drivers are taking more risks due to poor pay and long hours. Currently, truck drivers can work up to 13 hours a day, with most wages sitting between $20 and $30 an hour. According to WorkSafe, this is a major contribution to the industry's high crash rate. In 2019, there were 57 fatal crashes involving trucks. In response to the report, I spoke to Wayne Hill, who is a semi-retired logging trucker from Tokoroa in central Waikato, about the job's pressures and how it has changed since he started. To start, I asked him what initially attracted him to trucking.
Oh, it was a sort of a bit of a boyhood dream, I suppose. Hey, everyone wants to be a truck driver or a fire engine driver or an ambulance driver. And truck driving sort of stuck on the top of my list, eh?
Since you began, has it changed much?
Oh, when I was a young fella, it's changed dramatically. You know, like my uncles and fathers and that all used to drive the old Albion single drive axle Albions and Commas and Bedfords and stuff like that. And now it's pretty modern. You know, you've got big rigs that are probably twice as heavy, twice as big, and probably five times as powerful, six times as powerful. Of course, I drive a truck anywhere between 550 horsepower to 650 horsepower.
There's been a recent report by WorkSafe which has said that poor pay and long hours has increased the risks for truck drivers. What do you think about this? Has it got less safe since you began?
I think it's always been a bit of a problem in the trucking industry because the wages have always been too low. And I think that was just a slur on the skill level that you really require. A lot of fellows, you need quite a high skill level and quite a high level of concentration to be a truck driver. You just can't throw anybody in it. You get people that can drive, people that can't drive. So, yeah, the question you were saying is, has it changed? Yeah, it's definitely changed because it's got a lot more modern, got a lot more technical, got a lot more of computerisation and technical stuff, weights, scales, measurements, all those sorts of stuff you have to know. So, yeah, it's dramatically changed, yep.
What would be the major safety issues you see now?
Oh, fatigue issues are probably the major problems. Fatigue issues due to excessive driving hours.
How often would you be driving a week?
Oh, guys drive 70 hours a week, and that's just crazy. You know, you wouldn't do that in your job, 70 hours a week. You know, most people are 40, 45 hours a week. Truck drivers, it's required of them to drive, whether they like it or not, between 60 and 70 hours a week, week in, week out, 48 weeks of the year, and take 4 weeks holiday. And sometimes they're not even lucky enough to get 4 weeks holiday.
Is there support from trucking companies for you, even though you're working such long hours? Do you feel like you have backing?
You do from limited companies. Limited companies are really, really go the extra mile for their workers. A lot of companies just push, 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 push.
Can you elaborate on that? What does it look like going the extra mile compared to just pushing your workers to the limits?
Well, it's not sort of a lot of employers don't really choose to push their workers to the limit. There's a lot of imponderables that cause those sorts of things to happen. Your time constraints, your roading issues, your loading and unloading issues, and every half an hour you spend waiting is a half an hour later you get home. And like a transport company will try and organise your day to work in between, say, like a 12-13 hour drive time day with 14 hours on duty. As I say, if you get held up in traffic because of log jams or loading times or unloading times because someone wants to go for smoker at the other end and rather than unload you because they haven't got enough men or adequate men, roadworks, they can hold you up. And like I say, half an hour held up here means you're doing a 13 and a half, 14 hour day.
You mentioned that there's a lack of staff. I was reading last night that in 2018 reports have said that the truck force is short of over 2,000 workers. Why is there such a lack of interest in joining the profession?
Well, several reasons. I'm surprised it's only 2,000, you know, because if I can talk in my own situation, when I was driving with my grandson, he was a 13-year-old and he always wanted to be a a log truck driver also, and he just lived the dream, loved the dream, was with me every holidays that he could. And the biggest problem with the health and safety laws that have been introduced in New Zealand is there's no way for us to train or recruit or bring people at a young age into the industry to get them the skills. And if I give you an example of my grandson, he, like I say, he lived and believed the dream. One day I said to him when he was 20 years old, well, mate, if you want to go and get your truck license, I'll pay for it for you. And he said, cut it out, Granddad. I'm steel fixing down here in Taranaki. I'm getting paid $22 an hour. Why would I want to come and drive a logging truck for $18 an hour? I'm not interested. And do those kind of hours. I do 40 hours a week and make as much money as you do anyway. So, you know, work it out. That's why they're not coming into the industry. Pay shit. Hours of shit. And a myriad of other things. Your health problems escalate. You're starting work at 1 o'clock in the morning. You're eating irregular times, you're getting fat, you're getting unfit, and you're dying young, you know? So why would you want to do that?
Would you get back into it if you were starting again in the industry?
Never. No, never. Yeah. I would have stuck with the trade I started out in. I started out in the painting trade, and I should have stayed there.
Do you think that conditions can be improved for truckers? What would be the most important things, in your opinion?
Well, I would... First off, I'd say more regular hours and value for work. I can drive a machine in the bush now and get anywhere of upwards of $30 to $40 an hour to drive a machine in the bush. I can't do that on a logging truck. So those that have to be the areas I'd be sort of looking at. Value for work and better lifestyle, better work rosters.
Does it feel like the industry is trying to be phased out with calls for trains and calls for more, I guess, environmentally friendly options?
Well, speaking from my own point of view, I think trains is a requirement or a must. I think it has to happen because we've got, in my opinion, we've got too many logging trucks on the road. The road user charges that we spend on maintaining our roads is not really covering the requirements in that arena. The traffic's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So if you could get trucks just carting short hauls, say 0 to 50 k's, 0 to 100 k's, I think it would be better for New Zealand if we utilised an internal rail transport system.
I was wondering, there's been a lot of controversy over people introducing driver monitoring technology, which is seen as a safety solution by a lot of companies. But truckers, I've seen, have said that they feel like it shows a lack of trust from companies. What do you have to say about this?
Well, I actually think it's worse than that. I think it's a watchdog designed and incorporated into the industry to protect the employers or the WorkSafe New Zealand themselves, because no one actually is really looking at the issues of what's happening in the industry. They all are putting the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff instead of putting a band-aid on at the top. And the problems are, we do an excessive hours. We shouldn't be allowed to do 70 hours a week on the road. That is just ridiculous. And until they address those issues and say, well, you should be doing 40, 50 hours a week on the road, no more, you're going to keep having problems. And they put cameras in only to protect themselves. So if I fall asleep, whose fault is that? It all of a sudden then becomes a truck driver's fault because he's wiped out a family or some kids or an old people or driven through a pedestrian crossing and wiped out somebody. Whose fault is that? Because the truck driver's fallen asleep. Do they look at the issue of why he's fallen asleep? Do they go back and look at the issue of fatigue management? Do they go back and say to the employer, you're pushing this guy too hard? Why did you make him do that extra load? That sort of shit. They're inconsequential at the end of the day because all WorkSafe does is go, you fell asleep, we're prosecuting you. And that's how truck drivers feel about the cameras in their trucks. They're a watchdog to put the finger on yourself, really.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.